It's our state senator, Jim Stommas. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, making sure we get more done in the morning on the sunrise side than the rest of the state does for the rest of the day. So let's get going.
Yeah, you betcha, buddy. Well, what are we getting going on today, my friend? What do you got on the schedule?
Well, we have had somewhat of a rough week, to be honest with you. In Lansing this week, we lost a colleague. Mm-hmm. And so Representative John Kivala passed away, and it just reinforces the commitment I think all of us have to work with those who have a substance abuse and or mental illness, to work with those loved ones and make sure that they stay with us and have a very productive life. And so it's been a rough week.
Yeah,
he will dearly be missed. He was from the UP and an outstanding gentleman. I would go as much to say a statesman. He knew when he was in the room, and he always would. He'd show you his side of the view with it, but he was always very positive in hearing more sides than one. And so he'll dearly be missed. And so that was a rough one for us this week, but. Along with that, we've gotten the budget over to the House, and the House has sent the Senate the budget, and so each of those committees will now start looking at the opposite budgets, and likely we'll say no to those and then go into conference committee. But the process is still moving forward. We have revenue sharing coming up in about a week and a half that will give us an idea how the revenues are doing for the state. On top of that, we had the group WAR, which is the Reach Out Advocating for Rights with Those with Disabilities. It was just in Lansing yesterday out of the Standish and Oscoda area. It's always great to see them come in and have a great conversation with them. They work so hard at that. We've been attending and did a walk for life on last Saturday here in Midland, and headed up to Gaylord tonight for a
You got it there, Jim.
The for life, and so
yeah.
And then we also had last week in Ottawa, so I was able to attend the Right to Life dinner, which was very well attended and is always great. I was seeing in the paper, and we'll be reaching out to the county commissioners. I see that they've sent me a letter asking to support leaving the baiting where it is instead of creating a baiting ban. And I fully agree with them. I do not think over the last 20 years the DNR and or the Department of Ag have accomplished their goal by putting a baiting ban on with what's going on with TB. So I fully support the commissioners and their stance on that, and we'll work with the DNR. I know that there's a hearing coming up, but my understanding is there's no action taken until June. So we'll continue to work with them to try to resolve the issue with TB. I've asked the chairman of the Ag Committee for Policy, State Senator Joe Hune, to come up, and hopefully we will have a committee up in the area sometime this summer. And so that's also coming up. And I thought one of the interesting things for the month of May in the history of Michigan is on May 8th, 1959, Little Caesars, Michigan, first pizza chain opened in Garden City. So I didn't realize that they were so close. That's actually the same year that the original Pizza Sam's opened up in Elma, Michigan, which my family has the one in Midland. So, I thought that was very, very interesting.
Boy, no doubt about it. Well, Jim, if they want to find out more about what you're up to and where you're going to be and what you got to do, the best place to go is your website, and also to give you a call.
It is, and my number to call is 855-347-8036, and the webpage is www.senatorjimstommas.com, where you can look for all different kinds of publications and other things going on.
Sounds good, my friend. Hey, you stay busy, and we will catch up with you again in a couple of weeks, Jim.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.